Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Hello, everyone. I'm so thankful to be able to come into your home, your place of business, or wherever life may carry you, and just speak some good word, good tidings. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. He's good. He's faithful. He's kind. He's loving. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And he loves us so much. He loves us so much that he gave his son as ransom. He gave his son for us, for you and me. And you know what? Not because we deserved it. Because he is such a loving God. And I'm very, very thankful. I'm very thankful that he smiled on me and he smiled on you. And he gave us this opportunity to talk and just to be together. This is the month of November. I'm very excited. I thank God for this month. This is my birthday month. And hey, I turn another year. Thank God for that great big blessing. You know, sometimes, you know, when you get kids, of course, they love their birthdays, of course, yeah. But sometimes they're different kind of attitudes when you get older. But you know what? I thank you, Lord, for every single year he's given. He's given to me. And so, yeah, November is my birthday month, and my birthday falls on Thanksgiving Day. And you know, I'm just grateful. I'm thankful. Not because I've been good, but because he's so good to me. Falls right on Thanksgiving Day. And it doesn't happen, but this year it happened. Doesn't happen much, but this year it did. So it does. And so I'm just really grateful. We got a message for you today. Overlook the hoarseness in my voice. You know, sometimes with the weather changing back and forth, it affects our bodies. And so just overlook, just disregard the hoarseness in my voice and hear the words. Title of our message today is God is Faithful. God is Faithful. It's going to come from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 24th verse. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 24. Thessalonians is in the New Testament, okay? And the scripture is 5 and 24. I'm going to start at 23 and go down through 24, okay? Hold on and follow with me. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now here's our key right here. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Yeah, the one who calls you is faithful. He could have just stopped right there, but the scripture says, and he will do it. He's faithful, he's true to his word, and he's going to do it. In his timing, not in ours, in his timing. And you know what? His timing is all right with me because, you know, he knows what's best for us. And so his timing is right on, and it's fine, great, and it's okay with me. Yeah, yeah. Join me as I ask God to bless this message. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We don't take it lightly, Lord. I pray that you will bless everyone, everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray that you will bless their coming and their going. I pray that you will cover them with your grace and mercy. I pray that you will bless them to be with their families and to spend time together with loved ones. I pray that they can acknowledge you in all that they say and do this season, this time of the year, and have a heart of thankfulness. It's not about turkeys. It really isn't. It's about thankfulness. And Lord, I pray that you would bless those in hospital rooms. Be in the doctor's hands and the nurse's hands and the caregiver's hands. Help them to show love. And then bless them as they work. And Lord, I pray that you would bring healing and wholeness to those who are sick and afflicted. And Lord, I pray that you would bring comfort. I pray that you would bless those who've lost loved ones, whose loved ones have passed on. I pray that you would comfort their hearts. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would bless those that are homeless, those that don't have, those who've been affected by flooding, those who've been affected by fires, those who've been affected by the elements that they could not control, they didn't have nothing to do with, but yet it affected them greatly. I pray, God, that you would bless them, cover them, restore what they've lost, and bless them with even more. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for all your blessings. Amen. I'm just very thankful that God is working on us, and he's helping us to see that it's not about me, but it's about him, about you, Lord Jesus, and how we can be a blessing and we can help and be kind and good to others. Yeah, and I'm just very thankful for that. God is faithful. You know, the Lord never calls us to do anything without faithfully keeping his word and enabling us to do it. He's not going to just call us to do this. I want you to go here. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And then we just left out on our own. No, he's faithful. He enables us to do just what he called us to do. Yeah. We're not always faithful. We are not always. Sometimes we fall short. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he'll tell us, he's leading us to do this, and we just start thinking of our own and on our own and reasons why we don't want to do it, or reason why we shouldn't do it, or reasons why somebody else told us not to do it. But God is still faithful. Yeah, yeah. He still is faithful, and he stands by his word. Even when we even fall short, he still stands by his word. Yeah, let's look at Isaiah 46 and 11. Isaiah, let's go to the Old Testament. 46 and the 11th verse. It says, "From the east I summon a bird of prey. From a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said." Listen to this. "What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have promised, that will I do." Okay? This is the word of the Lord. He says, what I have said, I'm going to bring it about. What I promised, that will I do. You see, if he's promised you this, he's promised he would bless you with a home. Promise. He would bless you with a job. He promised that you'd be able to take care of your family. He promised that you'll be able to do these things that you've asked him for. Yeah. Yeah. He's true to his word. In the book of Isaiah, he says, "From the east, I summon a bird of prey from a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about." Yeah, what I have planned, that I will do. God is true to his word. When the children of Israel reached the Red Sea, they might have concluded that God had abandoned his promise to them. You get away and you running, and then you run right up to the sea. Huh. Yeah, the sea was barring their advance. And the murderous Egyptian army was racing to overtake them. They was right behind them. I mean, so where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith when it seems like nothing is going right? When it seems like nothing is going your way? When it seems like they promised you a raise, and when is it coming? They promised they would buy you out, the government would buy you out because you got affected by the flooding. But where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Well, they promised you this. Well, you would get a promotion. And what if they promised you these things and then you lose your job? You know, I think about the airline that the people went on strike for better wages. They're working for the airline and they went on strike to get better wages so they can take care of their families. And the cost of living has gone up and this and that's gone up. So they went on strike so they could get better wages and pay for the things that they needed. After the strike, you're thinking, oh, good. Oh, everything's good now. The strike is over. We back to work. And guess what? Next is layoffs. And you get notice saying, oh, you're going to be laid off. We got to cut the workforce by such and such many people. Yeah. So you're thinking, wow, how in the world? Here we are facing the winter. We get through the strike. We facing the winter. And now we got to deal with layoffs. And now I'm getting laid off. And then it seems like it comes at the worst time. During the holiday season, you get a notice. Or during this time, you get the notice. Just before winter, you get a notice. Oh, your job is ending. At the end of this year, or the end by such and such a date. I'm here to tell you, God is still faithful. See, the Israelites, they was going. They was leaving. But yet the Egyptian army was right on their back. Racing. Running them down. That happened way back then. Hey, what's happening right now in 2024? God parted the Red Sea. Back then, what is God going to do for you right now? You facing this. You facing winter. You facing these things, the snow. Weather's changing. It's not like you got a whole lot of money to stockpile food. Stockpile this and take care of the gas and the electric and all these utilities. I'm here to tell you, God is still faithful. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give in. And don't give out. You see, the sea was barring on their advance. The sea was coming at. They couldn't go no further. Okay? And the murderous Egyptian army was racing to overtake them. Yet God proved then, as he has ever since then, that he's absolutely faithful. And I'm going to say that again. He's absolutely faithful to every word he speaks. God may have spoken to you about something in particular in a ministry or at church or in a book or in your reading or just in your quiet time he's spoken to you. He may have spoken to you about the different things about your job. That you may not have that job. It may be for you to go have a different job. Okay? And you look at yourself and you say, well, Lord, I've been faithful. Lord, I've been doing these things. Why do I have to deal with this? Why do I have to face these things? I just want to tell you, he loves you more than you could ever know. And he shows us time and time again that he's true to his word. Yeah. It seems that what you thought you wanted or things that you thought you would accomplish, things that you think is in your control, that's not the way it is. But God truly is faithful. Okay? Trust in the character of God. It's his nature to be faithful. Yeah. It's his nature. It's his nature to fulfill his word. He says that he knows your very frame. He knows your needs. He knows your cares. He knows your wants. So I'm telling you today, hold on. Don't give out. Hold on. Don't give in. And let your answer says, yes, Lord, I'll trust you. Yes, Lord, I will trust you through the hard times. You know, Job says, though he slay me, yet, that's what Job said, though he slay me, yet, I'm still going to trust him. Yet will I trust him. Yeah. That's what Job said. Job had lost everything. But he said, don't slay me yet. Trust in the character of God. It's his nature to be faithful. The testimony of his people throughout the ages is expressed by the psalmist who declared, I have been young and am now old. Yet, I have not seen the righteous abandoned or his children begging for bread. That's the psalmist. That's what the psalmist said in the book of Psalm. Turn to it and highlight it in your Bible. Psalm 37, verse 25. 37, verse 25, it says, I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Yeah. Yeah. They are always generous and lend freely and their children will be blessed. Yeah. Jesus Christ, he's the perfect example. He gave us the perfect example to live by. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even when hardship comes, even when things come that you feel like, that's not right. I'm dealing with this, and we especially when you're trying to get better wages or you're trying to help your family, and it seems like you take one step forward and get knocked back two steps. Get knocked back, knocked down two steps. You get one advance and get knocked back. But God is faithful. He's faithful in the winter, faithful in the summer, faithful in the holiday time, holiday season. He is. Yes. Allow time for God to reveal his faithfulness to you. Give him a chance to reveal, and he will. He'll reveal his faithfulness to you. Someday you reflect on what God has done and praise him for his absolute faithfulness. If you had to start a business, if you had to make a turn in your life, you was working here and they laid you off, and now you got to do something else. He's faithful. What about if you owned your home, this and that, and now you don't. Now you're renting and you don't have enough money to pay that. God is still faithful. Come on, somebody. Trust him and believe that he has your best interest. He has you in the palm of his hand and he has your interest in mind. He loves you. Yeah. Yeah. Psalm 37:4. Now this might take a minute till you think, oh, Pastor Donna, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding. Psalm 37 verse 4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, that's scripture. You can't just believe one part of the Bible and not believe the other part. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Excuse me. And then it says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He'll do just what you ask him to do. He's faithful to his word to perform it. So I'm just very grateful that he smiled on us even during this season. So I want you to be encouraged. Even when things don't seem to be going right. My voice is barely here. My voice is playing out. Even when things don't appear to be going right, you hold on. Be encouraged. This race, and I always say that, this race isn't given to the swift, and neither is it given to the strong. But it's given to those that hold out to the very end. And if you say, well, Pastor Donna, why does it seem like things happen to me? Why do always seem like always bad things happen to me? Well, I'm just going to tell you, he knows your frame and he loves you more than you could ever know. So it's not just things happening to you. Things happen to everybody. And he knows exactly what you're going through. So I just want you to know God is faithful. He who calls you is faithful. And he will do it. So delight yourself in the Lord. Do little things that make you happy. Do little things something that you always wanted to do, or something that you wanted to do for your family. Do little things that to change the tide. Stay in a negative mindset. Do things that's gonna uplift your spirit. Well, what do you think? Well, Pastor Donna, I don't know what will uplift my spirit. Yes, you do. Do little things, and I call it blessing myself. Bless yourself. Don't especially during this season. Don't be down in the dumps and think that nobody cares. Nobody knows. Because God knows. He knows what you're going through. He knows your concerns, and he knows that winter's coming. And he knows your very frame. And you know, trust in him with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. Okay? In all of your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. Yeah. Yeah. And then when you pray and you say, well, Lord, I heard Pastor Donna and I understand that, but Lord, help me to in my weakness. Help me to get through this. You know what? He will help you. Even if you don't even know how to pray. He will help you and the words will come to you. Yeah. The Bible says that the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans and words that we can't even express. The Spirit will intercede for you even in your resting time. Yeah. And it says, he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit. And the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance to God's will. Yeah. Write this down. It helps you. This is going to help you through the difficult times, okay? Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28. It says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. In all things, God works together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And you can read on verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many brothers. Excuse me. So hold on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. God is faithful. Excuse me, I'm sorry. God is faithful. He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. This is Pastor Donna, and you're on Trinity Talks. Again, excuse me, this is allergy season. Allergies and everything in the air. But thank God for bringing us through. And he's faithful. So hold your head up. Be encouraged. In all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. In all things, give thanks. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Until next time, this is Pastor Donna, and you're on Trinity Talks.